Welcome to The Firing Line with Rick Travis, Legislative Director of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. The Firing Line radio show is brought to you by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, CCW Safe, and Turner's Outdoorsman. And now, here's your host, Rick Travis.
Good afternoon, patriots of the Inland Empire and throughout Southern California and across this great nation. I'm your host, Rick Travis, of the California Rifle Pistol Association, your legislative director, the guy in Sacramento fighting for your rights every day. And today, we're not going to have a guest. In fact, it's just going to be you and me, whether that's while you're driving a car, doing chores, sitting down, listening, whatever it may be. Think of this more like a fireside chat, like I'm just sitting next to you or across to you, having a discussion with you about where we are in today's legislature, in today's world. I've always hated hearing people be really, really focused, I don't know about you, on fear-mongering. In fact, I totally dislike fear-mongering, just trying to get people scared. And the reason I do is because it's a lot like that little story we all heard growing up, crying wolf. Somebody tells you, oh, it's storm watch, and we need to run for the hills because the weatherman says it's storm watch. And for those of us who have spent any time outside of Southern California, we're like, very rarely do we have a storm that compares to the norm in other parts of the world. And so we kind of mock it. But that puts us in a sense of complacency for many of us who might have lived in an area where all of a sudden they had the flash flood of 50 years or they had some other kind of disaster. And why weren't they prepared? Well, many times it's because, well, shoot, 6-7 times every winter, storm watch. Insert the year, we're all going to die, and then we get a light sprinkling, nothing happens. So you tend to get desensitized. And I think that's what's happened to a lot of us as gun owners. And let's talk about that term. What does it mean to be a gun owner? Well, some of you listening to this show might be, hey, I tuned in because a friend told me to tune in, and I just have something in a nightstand or in a hall closet. Others of you might be, I have firearms because they were purchased for me when I was a kid by my grandparents or my parents, or they were handed down to me by family members. Some of you may have purchased it because at some point you felt the need to have it, whether it was to provide food, to have fun. My point is, as firearms owners here in California, we don't come in a one-size-fits-all bag. We come from many, many different walks for many, many different purposes. Some of us go to gun stores all the time because, well, it's like somebody buys a piece of jewelry or buys a tool. They still go to the jewelry store or the Home Depot or Lowe's to look, what's new? Should I get that? And that's why some of us have more than one hammer, more than one screwdriver, because we thought this one looked really cool or might do more than the other one we had. And those are all great discussion points. So why am I bringing them up on this Saturday with you? Well, I'm bringing them up because when it comes to fear-mongering and it comes to crying wolf, too many times, many organizations in the state on both sides of the gun issue have brought up World War II. Like, if they take away your guns, it's World War II. Or this is what gun confiscation looks like. And I think because it hasn't happened, we've become desensitized to it. We've been like, yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard the zombies are coming. The CDC, during the Clinton administration, put out the Zombie Apocalypse Handbook. Well, other than on TV, we haven't seen zombies. We've heard all these things that have caused us to have that gut reaction. But we're going to look today at what actually has happened when it comes to firearms confiscation and what looks like it's happening now in California. And it's just going to be very clean. We're just going to have this discussion. So let's go back to ancient times. Many of us at some point may have thought about, like, hey, it'd be really cool to be Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris. And so we go and learn martial arts, maybe for self-protection, maybe for health reasons, maybe just because, like I said, we want to be really cool at Halloween and actually be able to do some of those stunts. So you go and you learn. But what you forget is, why do we have martial arts? Well, we have martial arts because governments in ancient times, like the Chinese, like the Japanese, like Korea, India, you can name them, across the world, said, you know what, we're not going to let the people have arms. And so people learned those martial arts to try to defend themselves just from local robbers and local mayhem and sometimes roving bands of people that were out to do them harm. So when you learn martial arts, that's a good thing. It's great for self-defense. But understanding the history of why they're there to this day means that for millennia, governments have sought to disarm the people, and that disarmament didn't equal peace. It often equaled death and destruction for the people that were disarmed. That repeats itself when you look at Germany prior to the Nazis. The Weimar Republic sat there and said, hey, you know what? We need to do this thing called mandatory gun registration. We need to know who has firearms. We need to know where they're at because we might need to call on them. We might need to take them. We might need to do this. In fact, one of my favorite statements was from a member of the Weimar Republic who clearly stated, hey, this isn't a good idea. We shouldn't do this because right now we're in government. But what if the political parties change? What could happen? This could be bad if this ever fell in the hands of this data in an extremist group's hands. So let's stop there for a moment. Today, the extremist group doesn't have to be your government. Folks, we live in a state where not once, not twice, but multiple times our records as citizens of the state of California have been what's called doxed. They've been released, whether on purpose or not on purpose. That's not today's debate. The fact is, if you're a CCW holder, odds are your name has been released to the dark web because of a malfunction in the state security system under internet protocols or malfeasance. Again, we're not having that argument today. But it wasn't just the CCWs. It happened with fishing license. It happened with the teachers who had all their things in CalPERS for the retirement. That got released. It's happened over and over. And my point is, the government doesn't even have to be the one to get this information illegally and do you harm. Criminals, cartels, other groups can get that information, foreign governments, and know who has what, where, when, and how, because it's hard to keep that stuff secret. So to that member of the Weimar Republic, he was absolutely correct. You don't know who's going to have access to that data. And today you don't have to break into a building and go through files to get it. You can get it with just a hacker. It happens every day. Let's take this a step further. We all know what happened in the end. Millions of people died at the hands of Nazi Germany. But what we forget is before the German military machine went after everybody else, it went after its citizens. Folks, they banned gun clubs. Okay, we would hate that if they said, you can't have your local duck club or upland game club or just your local club at a range. We would hate that. But that's just part of the story. The rest of the story was the government immediately went in and arrested all the leadership once they banned all those gun clubs. They didn't stop it just, hey, you can't have a club meeting anymore. They went after the leadership, the entire leadership. We're not talking just the president. We're talking all the way in modern terms down to, oh, you run the committee for the potluck every July, yeah, you're going to jail too. Everybody got seized. And in 5 years, the people had been disarmed, and that's when the machine that led to the destruction took off on steroids. Now, you may be sitting there going, okay, Rick, thanks for the history lesson. But you got to realize, this same history has repeated itself both before Germany and after. Cambodia disarmed its people. Cambodia had basically a Second Amendment type system, disarmed it, did away with it. 1 million quote unquote intellectuals died, which led to killing fields that could be seen from space. Guatemala had a Second Amendment. They lost it. 100,000 Mayans were killed. Uganda, Christians were put to death. And it goes on even to modern day Israel, which for the most part, this history was disarmed. And we've seen how that turned out with the Hamas terrorist attacks. The military and the police could not get there fast enough to defend the people. The people were left in harm's way. Many died. Many were taken hostage. We are watching this play out today. This is what brings me to legislation, because, folks, this can't be the, Oh, yeah, Rick and others got on the radio, got on the TV. I saw it in an article, a social media post. This is really, really bad, and we need to do something. We need to either donate money or go write a letter or do a one-click politics on my phone and fight this and say, I'm done. That's true of a lot of legislation. That's pretty much all you have to do. But today I'm going to show you where the far left is not lost their stuff. They've become myopically focused on repeating what happened in each of those countries. And at a time when the Czech Republic has reinforced its 2016 Second Amendment, at a time when they're doubling down on it, we are trying to dismantle it piece by piece. My whole week has been me going across the country in Zoom calls, talking to other state governments, because it's not isolated to California. The anti-gun community is coming after every state. So for those of you who think I'm just going to move to insert name of, that ain't working, folks, because the fight against you is in full swing. We're going to look at that piece by piece as we move forward so I can remove any doubt from any of you. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio. Hi, folks. Rick Travis. If you're a concealed handgun carrier and have a firearm to defend your home, you need to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe is your defense if you're forced to use your firearm for self-defense or the protection of a loved one. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new ultimate plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million of civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
The California Rifle and Pistol Association has worked tirelessly for 150 years to promote your rights to self-protection, shooting sports, firearms collecting, hunting, conservation, and every aspect of your Second Amendment rights. CRPA works tirelessly and relentlessly to defend the civil and constitutional rights of individuals to choose to responsibly own and use firearms. Every dollar that CRPA receives from its members and donors stays and works in California to support your hunting and Second Amendment rights and the fight against politicians, elitists, and bureaucrats who would deprive individuals of those rights. Join the California Rifle and Pistol Association today at CRPA.org. That's CRPA.org.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsmen.
Hey, Patriots. Rick Travis, Legislative Director for the California Rifle Pistol Association, back with you today on this beautiful Saturday, talking about mandatory gun confiscation. The California Rifle Pistol Association is calling this campaign in 2024 the Every Gun, Every Gun Owner. Why? Because as we go through these five pieces of legislation that is called a bill package designed to set up mandatory registration of every firearm is designed to repeat exactly what happened in the Weimar Republic, which puts all of us at risk, is in play. And we're going to look at each of these bills. I'm going to break them down for you in much more detail than I normally would, because you need to understand the severity of what is being put forward against us. This is a time for you to wake up. And to those of you in the Inland Empire, there is no place I won't come and speak on this, because the time to stop this is now. So let's start off with Assemblyman Manchin's AB, which is Assembly Bill 3064, which talks about safety devices for firearms. So what's a firearm safety device? Well, that can be something simple as a trigger lock, all the way up to the safe that you put your firearms in. So one of the ways governments try to control the population is by influencing the culture of the population and how they do things. So many of you are responsible and you have a firearm safe. For some of you, it may be a simple box safe that you can put your fingers on or a small key in or push a button combination opens up so you could access that firearm in an emergency. Some of you have a bigger safe because you have more than one firearm. Some of you have several safes. So we're going to look at the person that has a safe that maybe you've attached it to your furniture wherever in your home. Don't tell me now because I don't need to know. And some of you may have a much larger safe because you do more things with firearms. That's great. Those safes have, up until now, been fine. You could have your safe when you went and purchased firearms. You signed a little piece of paper for the state that said, yes, I have a safe. Yes, it meets the following standards, blah, blah, blah. And off you went. Well, this bill seeks to change that. Some of you may or may not know there's a thing called the roster. And yes, the California Rifle Pistol Association is successfully suing to dismantle that roster. But what that roster did for Californians was it isolated us that we couldn't buy the vast majority of pistols that are offered to our fellow citizens in 49 other states under our Second Amendment rights, because unless those firearms companies paid the state of California a horrible sum of money and did all this extra testing, well, then the firearm couldn't be sold in California. And so that has reduced greatly the number of pistols that could be purchased. Well, that has turned out to be such a good idea for controlling us that now the state is saying under this bill, what we're going to do is control your firearm safety devices. And you can't use anything that you own presently unless you go buy one that is on the approved list. Now, folks, think about it for a moment. Let's just take Winchester. Winchester is not going to go and spend money for safes that are perfectly fine, purchased over the last decade, and pay a fee to back approve those safes, which means any safe you have in your home will become obsolete. So what are you going to do with it? Hey, I'd like to sell my gun safe that is no longer approved here in the state of California. Yeah, no one's going to buy it. And if they do, it's not going to be at a good price. Your $3,000 safe will probably go on offer up for $50 or less if you put it on Craigslist. Why? Because it'll be a buyer's market. You might be paying somebody to remove it from your home, which means now you have to go replace it. But the number of manufacturers who will actually go out and pay this fee to California, we already know is very small, which means supply is going to be very small. Demand, well, got millions of gun owners in California, is going to go up since it's mandatory by law that you would have to have this safe, and you're going to have to purchase it, which gives one record of where all the gun safes are going that the legislature and the Department of Justice wants. So that puts one set of records in play. Now, what, Rick, if I just, you know, it's just you and me, and I'm not talking about myself, Rick, but I'm asking on behalf of a friend. What if my friend doesn't want to go buy the safe? Well, great question. That's where Portantino comes in with Senate Bill 53, firearm storage. And what Portantino's bill states is, if passed, you have to store your firearm in one place and your ammunition in another, create a two-step process to put together. Now, think about this. 53 in the Senate and AB 3064 are connected. One is saying you have to have an approved DOJ device. The other one's saying you have to have the device. So they're forcing you to go buy something brand new. So whatever you're currently using would be obsolete. And you're like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought this was illegal. Well, according to the United States Supreme Court in Heller, according to the United States Supreme Court in McDonald, according to the United States Supreme Court in Bruin, it is. But that has never stopped Portantino and Manchin from bringing illegal legislation gain and pass, because once passed, they become law. We have to sue on it. It costs all of us money and time. And that time can be 5 to 10 years of legal fighting. So could we get an injunction? Sure. But we haven't seen a package of bills assembled this way before. And this is why we're sounding the alarm. because just these two bills, if you think about it, will cost a lot of people a lot of money. And a lot of people may just say what the government wants them to say, forget it. It's not worth it anymore. I'll just give up my firearms. Because think about it. If I'm a low-income person or even a middle-income person in what a lot of people don't want to call a depression, they just want to say it's really severe inflation, call it what you want, but bags of groceries that used to cost $30 or $75 today, gas that used to be a couple of bucks is now nearing $5 to $6, everything has went up except our paychecks. And so now people are being forced to make decisions. And that's why the government's doing this now, because in an economic crisis, this is the easiest way to force cultural compliance. And the government is using that to change the culture of firearms ownership in the state, because they're saying it. And remember, your governor, Gavin Newsom, cannot wait to be president of the United States. And while it looked like the tea leaves might align for him in this election, and anything's still possible, he's definitely lining himself up for 2028. He is going on national and international trips to try to do that on your tax dollars, by the way, during the worst budget crisis in the state's history. So you have the firearm safety devices. You have the firearm storage. You have the basis. But, Rick, that's still not mandatory registration. Wait for it. We have Senate Bill 1160, and this will require the annual registration of firearms. I've been out talking about this, folks. So when you're like, well, how would they know? Remember, they're going to know where the guns are because some of you already have a record because you properly purchased your pistol, your rifle, your shotgun. Plus, they're going to know from the mandatory safes where those are going. They're going to know because you have to have it. And so now what does this do? It says you have to register every firearm. Oh, by the way, I'm in law enforcement, Rick, so I obviously won't. Nope, no carve it out for law enforcement. Yes, you will. Well, Rick, I'm a collector. Yes, you will too. But Rick, this was handed down and was never required to be registered. Folks, listen very carefully. Every firearm, no exceptions. Every last one will have to be registered. And if you choose not to register, you make yourself instantly a criminal. That is mandatory registration. You will have to register. How is Quarantine Bell in it? Well, these people claim that they're law-abiding citizens. So we're going to pass this law, and then they will abide. That's exactly what he's saying. Because we have said we're law-abiding, because we are, then fine, I'll pass this law, and you will abide by it, you'll do what I say. Okay, so where is this going to go, you might ask me. Well, this is exactly where it goes. First off, he has to create an infrastructure. So to add insult to injury, there is an initial fee that you'll have to pay on not all your firearms. Every single firearm will have its own new fee, i.e. tax, applied to it to come up with the money to build the infrastructure to track you and your firearms. That fee initially is being looked at in the neighborhood of $250 per firearm, which means that when you go to register, if you have one, that's $250. If you have 10 firearms, which is not uncommon, that's $2,500. That's a new tax that's being applied to you to set up an infrastructure that will severely damage your Second Amendment rights. Portantino is not as generous as Adolf Hitler. Hitler just used the government existed. He's creating a new one. We'll be back on Fine Line Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting, sports, and fishing tackle needs. They offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turner's.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get their weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. Turner's is a proud supporter of the fight to protect your rights in their continued support of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. For more information and to sign up for Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. If you're tuning in, we're kind of having a fireside chat, just you and I, talking about what's going on in California for every gun and every gun owner. And as I was saying, Senate Bill 1160 sets up the annual registration of firearms. And we're talking about right now a number in the $250 range. But it gets worse. And you're like, wait, what? Yeah, because now once we've created this monolithic bureaucracy to monitor you, the law-abiding citizen, we need to stop and take a second. Right now, you've been law-abiding. Portantino wants to use this under the framework of, well, as a law-abiding person, you will automatically agree to this because you're, quote, law-abiding. But let's look at what's actually happening here, folks. What's actually happening is we have what is known as the APP system, the Armed Prohibited Person System, that literally has not one, not two, but literally tens of thousands, like in excess, far north of 30,000 felons with horrible records, violent records, people that have been barred from ever having a firearm. And every single person on that APPS list, the Department of Justice knows, is A, one of those horrific felons with an illegal firearm, and they have yet to arrest him. So here's the thing. To make us all safer, according to Portantino, let's not go after the criminals with the illegal firearms that we know where they're at. Let's not spend money on that. No, let's spend money on taking away the firearms from the law-abiding citizens, and let's have them pay for the very mechanisms to do so. So, well, Rick, is it sustainable? Yep. He thought of that too. Because after you pay that initial fee, you will be taxed every year on your firearm. Now, remember when I went back and said cultural compliance? This is how it works. For those of you that might be listening to me, because we're just having this chat, you may look at me as one of the people that works with me on this radio show did and said, okay, I don't own a firearm yet, so why would I buy one? Why would I put myself through that grief? Exactly what Portantino and his cronies want you to say. Exactly what they want you to do. Because then they can peel you off from supporting the rest of us to do. Your act of civil disobedience at this point, go buy a firearm. Buy a couple of them. And tell them, no, I'm going to stand up against you. Don't run. Because this is where it all starts, folks. They are moving with these firearms to basically strip you of everything. So let's look at how 1160 continues to play out. Literally, within a couple of years of paying the initial fees, i.e. tax, and paying the annual fees, you will have paid the state of California more money for the firearm than what it's worth. So then you might be in a financial situation. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to go turn these in. Well, the moment you turn them in, they have legislation designed that the moment you turn them into law enforcement has to destroy them, has to burn them, melt them down, get rid of them, which would shrink the number of firearms weekly. And remember, this is not going to be isolated to California, folks, because every bill, including last year's excise tax, is moving across the country, and we're trying to fight it in every state. So this is definitely the push where it all begins. Now, many of you might be going, okay, Rick, so I get the firearm saying, and we're creative as a group of people. Maybe there's a way that I could not let them know that I need a firearm safety device, not let them know how I'm storing. And, wow, Rick, there might be an avenue where they don't even know I have firearms, so screw them. All right. But then comes 1253, which is also a Senate bill put out by Senator Gonzalez. And what did she want you to have? A firearm safety certificate. So let's talk about that. That was originally a certificate that came out in the 90s. And what that certificate was $2 And guess what? The state of California told all of us, don't get so upset. It's only $2. And you know what? It's for lifetime. That's funny, because I paid $2. I got it, only to find out that lifetime, as defined by the legislature, was about 4 years. And then they said, oh, just kidding. We want more money. So we're going to raise the fees, again, a tax, and create a new card. And that lasted for a couple of years when they said, oh, instead of just 10 guns, it needs to be all guns because we could get more money. And they taxed us again with more fees. And now the firearm safety certificate, well, we all believe in safety, right? And we need to be reminded about the safety. So that has to be redone every 5 years. To where Gonzalez is now taking it. Well, since we already do this every 5 years, we need to make sure that people keep up on it every 5 years. And so here's what we're going to do. The firearm safety certificate is going to become your license to own firearms. Wait, stop the train, folks. You cannot license a right guaranteed under the Constitution. And what's their argument in the legislature? Their argument sounds rather religious because they say, well, you can't be a Christian nationalist. That's one of their favorite terms. Okay, I don't care if you're a Buddhist, you're an atheist, you're agnostic. It does not matter. What matters is our Constitution, founding documents like the Declaration of Independence, were set up on a premise. That premise was all of our rights, our basic Bill of Rights. The right of freedom, the right to choose to have religion, not to have religion, the right to tell the government, I don't agree with you without getting killed for it, the right to be able to publicly assemble, to talk about anything, all these, the right to not have people in your home, the right to not have to incriminate yourself, all those rights do not, listen to this carefully, do not come from the government. Our founding fathers that set up our way of life said, those come from the Creator. Governments don't decide rights. And the people get those rights because they were endowed by the Creator. So whatever that is for you, that's fine. But you know who didn't create any of us? The government. That's right, folks. The government does not have that technology. They do not have that capability. And therefore, they don't get to create our rights. Those are ours. But what your government is trying to do is create a license with Senate Bill 1253 that says this is a right that we are going to license. In fact, if it's found that you have firearms and you don't have your current license on you, they get confiscated. Go back to that last section when I said, and when they get confiscated, they currently have legislation that says when they go to the police department, they get destroyed. So if they got confiscated, it was found out that they were wrong, you did have your license, it was up to date, too late, because that process generally takes a couple of months in our system, could be longer depending where you live in California, and how long do these law enforcement agencies have to destroy these firearms? Generally speaking, 1 to 2 weeks, which means by the time you got things cleaned up in the court and proved you were right and they could never take them in the first place, you're never getting them back. Because they're gone. They've been destroyed. And there's no right for recompensation. So, folks, make no mistake. This is saying it all up. But if we look in time and we look at all the places where this has played out before, you had to have people that were willing to turn you in, to force it, that acted as the government Gestapo, for lack of better words, to go in. Now, many of us throughout time, not me and my family, because we have a very strong law enforcement influence, but many of us in the community have said, oh, that's going to be our local law enforcement. Yep. That's going to be the ones to do it. Well, I'll remind you that many big law enforcement agencies, huge ones of major metropolitan cities here in California, have refused to enact some of the stupid legislation that's come out. Take the magazines. We know from literally dozens and dozens of law enforcement agencies that said, yep, not going to enforce that one. And they turned a blind eye to like anything over a 10-round magazine of arresting people. And no, we're not doing that. We're not. No, we're just not going to do it. So what did the legislation learn? The legislation said, oh, shoot. This legal arm called law enforcement thinks we've overstepped our bounds, thinks we're unconstitutional, thinks that like we shouldn't be doing this. How dare they? You know what we need to do? We need to find somebody who might be hungry enough, who might be manipulated easily to do our bidding for us. We need to create yet another bureaucracy, another agency to go after the people in this mass scheme. Now, a lot of this sounds like, wow, are we listening to Rick read a novel to us today? And you know, we're going to have a superhero come save us. Well, I'm not your superhero, so it's not me. But who's going to have to save us is, well, us. And to truly understand to the depth that this legislature has sunk and those that support it, you need to stay tuned for this final segment where I break it down to you and then how you fight back against it. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
The California Rifle and Pistol Association has worked tirelessly for 150 years to promote your rights to self-protection, shooting sports, firearms collecting, hunting, conservation, and every aspect of your Second Amendment rights. CRPA works tirelessly and relentlessly to defend the civil and constitutional rights of individuals to choose to responsibly own and use firearms. Every dollar that CRPA receives from its members and donors stays and works in California to support your hunting and Second Amendment rights and the fight against politicians, elitists, and bureaucrats who would deprive individuals of those rights. Join the California Rifle and Pistol Association today at CRPA.org. That's CRPA.org.
Hi, folks. Rick Travis. If you're a concealed handgun carrier and have a firearm to defend your home, you need to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe is your defense if you're forced to use your firearm for self-defense or the protection of a loved one. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new ultimate plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million of civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by CCW Safe.
Welcome back, Patriots. We have been sitting around having this chat. By now, if we were actually together, we've at least refreshed whatever we were having to drink, be it iced tea or a cold one or whatever that might be, at least once. Some of you painfully may have been doing it every 5 minutes because this has not been a pleasant moment. But it's a moment that sometimes we all have to listen painfully to what's going on to be able to defend ourselves. And like I said, this isn't fear-mongering. These are facts. And that's what's really scary, is I don't need to fear-monger. I just need to provide you with the facts of what's going on. And so this brings us down that we've already looked at Assembly Bill 3064. Manchin's, hey, there's now going to be a safe and firearm safety device roster. And if you're safe and your safety devices aren't on the roster, which they're not going to be because it's brand new, then you have to go buy new ones, which means the old ones have no value and you're losing money and have to spend money again. But if that was enough to get you, you have to store ammunition one place, the firearm another place, have to have it because Portantino with Senate Bill 53 is trying to force that down your throat. And then we came to Portantino again because he couldn't be satisfied with one negative bill on you. He had to come up with a mandatory registration, which is going to start off with a fee twice that of the annual fee so that what? He can build the infrastructure to come after you. Yeah, you will pay for the very thing that will come after you. And then you will pay the annual fee to pay those people's paychecks by being taxed every year on every firearm, every gun owner, every firearm. Just let that resonate in your head. But then, well, Rick, how are they going to know who has, oh, mandatory licensing. Something that started off just, you know, a short time ago, like 30 years ago, as a pay $2 and never have to do it again because it's good for life, has evolved repeatedly. So when I say the legislature lies to your face, that's exactly what they're doing. But because they do death by a thousand cuts, you don't pay attention to it. Wake up. And now, with all that, there's still one part in this nasty thing. Who's going to be their Gestapo? Who's going to be the people that, Rick, I mean, when you look at all these countries, they were able to get parts of the sensory to rat out the other parts of the sensory. You know, rather than be, have the kids turn on the parents in schools. Oh, well, one could make that argument that that's happening. But that's not what this show's about. You could say, oh, well, it's using law enforcement. We already talked about that in the last segment that they already know that's not going to work. So who would they get? What would truly scare Californians to force cultural compliance? And there it is. Assembly Bill 3067 from Assemblyman Gibson, your insurance agent. That's right, folks. He is trying to turn in, along with his cronies, the State Department of Insurance into becoming the new firearms investigators. Well, Rick, how would he do that? Well, here's what the bill calls for. First, it calls for your insurance agent to come to your business, to come to any property you own. And that includes your toy hauler, your motorhome, your vehicles, your outsheds on your property, everything. And they have to investigate. Do you have firearms? Where do you store them? How many do you have? Which ones do you have? Oh, so now if I didn't sign up on the mandatory registration of 1160, how would they know? Because you're an insurance agent. Well, Rick, what if I don't tell my insurance agent? What if I dig a big hole in the backyard? What if I hide them? You know, I'm just asking for a friend. Okay, think about this for a moment. So you have a disaster. Things that could happen in California. Earthquakes, major theft, a fire, termite invasion, whatever. You're going to go file, because you paid for it, for your insurance to help you restore your property. And then during that process, they find a firearm. Guess what? In this bill, they no longer have to pay. They don't have to pay to rebuild because of a fire, a flood, or earthquake, a theft, somebody running their car into your place. Things that happen, they don't have to pay because you lied by not disclosing the location of every firearm. This literally turns your insurance agent into the investigative force. It turns the Department of Insurance in California into that. Well, Rick, why would my insurance agent turn on me like this? Because there's incentives in the bill that pay them money to do so. Think about it. Now you have people in the insurance agency who are like, well, wait. I'm not into guns, and I go find people that have guns, and I, cool beans. This is a bonus. This is turning the people against us. This is turning something you know. If you don't believe how bad this can be, go talk to anybody in California that's lost their home insurance because of wildfires. You literally are paying taxes and hoping to God nothing goes wrong, because if it does, you have nothing. That is what the government is trying to force. The government is trying to come after you and force you to drop all your firearms, one way or the other. This is about cultural compliance and disarming the citizenry of this state and every other state in the union. So now that we've had this chat, many of you probably at this point have now thrown that mug or that glass at the wall and said something that would probably not be appropriate in a family gathering, a church, or any other place where decency is talked, and looked at me and said, what do I do? Well, I'm glad you asked, because here's what you're going to have to do. No longer, as the previous host, Phil Naiman, said for years when I would show up on the show, can you sit down? You know, on other shows that I appear on, those people say the same thing. You know, my good friend Jeff Taverner that runs Gunslinger Radio, that's heard on this channel, says it all the time. You got to get out of your seat. Folks, the line has been drawn in the sand. Many of you have watched movies and saw, like, the Alamo, where Colonel Travis draws the line in the sand, the sword, and you thump your chest and say, oh, to be there where you cross the line, to stand up to tyranny. Yeah, that line's in the sand, folks. It's these five bills. It's been drawn in the sand. And now the question is, are you going to stand up and cross it? For those of you who don't have a firearm, are you going to look at them and go, enough's enough. I'm buying my firearm and I'm standing with my brothers and sisters. For those of you who have one in the nightstand, you have it in the hall closet, wherever you keep it, you're like, okay, this is the bridge too far. No more. I'm going to actually start going out to groups and joining different groups and getting active. And I'm going to actually have the courage, because think about this. Rick, I really don't want to go to my local legislator's office and talk to those people and tell them this is stupid. Good. Then your other choice is being on bent knees before something horrific happens to you because you lost your ability to speak completely. That's where we're at, folks. Now, I'm sure the good people in the Weimar Republic in the early 1930s when this first started were like, okay, well, they've all said they're not going to do anything to us. Those good people, a lot of them weren't alive by the end of that decade. I want you to think about something. It doesn't have to be the government of California or the federal government does it to you. This information being collected will be accessible by anybody that uses the dark net. And most of those people are either the intelligence agencies of multiple governments around the world, or the criminal elements. And at a time where criminals are being released and praised and coddled by our current governments, there is nothing to stop them. And when we ask, how are they going to get more firearms as criminals? Because they're going to have a database of where they're at, which puts you further in harm's way. But for those of you who don't have firearms, you're like, well, hey, I avoided that, Rick. No, you didn't. Just think about it for a second. They're also going to know where the gun-free zone is, your place, because you aren't registered. They're going to know. And they're going to come for you because you're going to be easy pickings. And law enforcement's not going to get to you in time. Remember, law enforcement doesn't say to protect and serve. The fact is, the great things that law enforcement does, and I have many great friends, including both sheriffs that are in the counties where this show is heard, are good friends. But folks, they're responding after the event has already started. They're not there when it goes down. And when your life is on the line, as somebody who's been in that situation, seconds matter. Minutes are much too late. And so, folks, these bills have nothing to do with your safety. They have everything to do with stripping you of your rights, removing your safety, and setting you up to lose everything that you hold dear. So now is the time, as we continue this chat, to take that anger, to take that frustration, and start showing up. And showing up means fighting back for your rights. And how do you do that? You talk to your local legislators, and you tell them enough is enough. You work with legislators running up to November to make sure that the people who are going to defend your rights get in. And you can go to CRPA.org and look up who those are. And if you say, well, Rick, Jack or Jill isn't on there, that's because Jack and Jill didn't consider your rights in the Second Amendment worthy of talking about. And remember that. They can say anything for a vote, but you want it on paper. You want guaranteed. And as I say every week as we close this off, everyone, be safe. Shoot straight and fight back for your rights. And join CRPA at CRPA.org.
The Firing Line Radio Show has been brought to you by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, CCW Safe, and Turner's Outdoorsman. Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting, sports, and fishing tackle needs. They offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turner's.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get their weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. Turner's is a proud supporter of the fight to protect your rights in their continued support of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. For more information and to sign up for Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turner's.com.
AM 590, The Answer.